One of my buddies went up to him and said, "You bastard, you'd take candy from a baby, wouldn't you?" Arrogant looked surly, turned around, and went back around the Jeep. Our doc handed me the tomatoes and insisted we eat them. We said we would, and wished him luck as the Jeep bumped off to the rear. We recrossed the footbridge and fell exhausted onto the grass. We had a smoke, divided up the juicy little tomatoes, cussed Doc Arrogant, and voiced our admiration for all other corpsmen. On 4 June, we moved rapidly southward through open country in a torrential rain. Although the opposition was sporadic, we still had to check out all houses, huts, and former Japanese emplacements. While searching a small hut, I came across an old Okinawan woman seated on the floor just inside the doorway. Taking no chances, I held my Thompson ready and motioned to her to get up and come out. She remained on the floor, but bowed her old gray head and held her gnarled hands toward me, palms down, to show the tattoos on the backs of her hands, indicating she was Okinawan. "No Nippon," she said slowly, shaking her head as she looked up at me with a weary expression that bespoke of much physical pain. She then opened her ragged blue kimono and pointed to a wound in the lower left side of her abdomen. It was an old wound, probably caused by shell or bomb fragments. It was an awful sight. A large area around the scabbed-over gash was discolored and terribly infected with gangrene. I gasped in dismay. I guessed that such a severe infection in the abdominal region was surely fatal. The old woman closed her kimono. She reached up gently, took the muzzle of my Tommy, and slowly moved it so as to direct it between her eyes. She then released the weapon's barrel and motioned vigorously for me to pull the trigger. "Oh, no," I thought. "This old soul is in such agony she actually wants me to put her out of her misery." I lifted my Tommy, slung it over my shoulder, shook my head and said no to her. Then I stepped back and yelled for a corpsman. "What's up, sledgehammer?" "There's an old gook woman in there that's been hit in the side real bad." "I'll see what I can do for her," he said, as we met about 50 yards from the hut. At that moment, a shot rang out from the hut. I spun around. The corpsman and I went down into a crouching position. "That was an M1, I said. "Sure was. What the hell?" he said.